Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I'm assuming at some point in your life you've seen an episode of Sesame Street. In Sesame Street, they always have this segment called Today is brought to you by the letter. And today, this episode is being brought to you by the letter R&D for Department of Redundancy Department. I don't know about you guys, but I somewhat feel like I'm stuck in Groundhog's Day. It's hard to tell what day it is and what day tomorrow is and so on and so forth. There's still a little bit of flow going on, but it gets tough day after day working from home, not going out, not having any activities. And what happens is you get bored. I mean, not necessarily bored to the fact that you've got nothing to do, because Lord knows we've got a lot of things to do. Now, yes, I was bored over the weekend, and yes, I did organize our Tupperware drawer, but we're not here to talk about Tupperware or Sesame Street. We're here to talk about work. So one of the things that I've discovered is that I'm doing the same kind of work week after week after week. There's not a lot of new going on. I mean, I do these podcasts every single week. I do my blog every single week. And even the work I'm doing for my clients is somewhat redundant. So what I did is I sat down and I made a list of all the projects in my business that I've not gotten done because I've been so busy working on everybody else's. And there were three things that I found that I needed to get done. So I wrote them down, and then I made a point to work on them until they were done. I needed to focus. If you've ever seen the acronym FOCUS, it stands for Follow One Course Until Successful. So the thing I decided to do was grin, bear it, and get it done. So aside from having matched lids and Tupperware containers, I decided to jump in on three major projects. And I'm bringing these up because maybe you have something similar, or maybe it will spark something in you that you could be doing to move your business forward and to get out of the rut, in case you're in one. So the first one I did was based on something I call Baconisms. Now, a while ago, I paid a virtual assistant to basically take terms that I use inside of my presentations. Focus, follow one course until successful. Key, knowledge empowers you. Business does not do business with other businesses. People do business with people. We're all in the relationship business. These are just simple thoughts that I put on what I call awareness graphics. They are 1,000 pixels by 1,000 pixels, and in there I had a background. But one of the things I realized is not only was the background boring, it wasn't branded. It didn't really drive traffic back to my business. So what I did is I went through the list of over 60 of those Baconisms, and I picked out my top 32. I created a new background that included the logo to this podcast and to my business, and then I went and recreated all of those graphics. Sure, I could have paid a VA to do it, but it gave me the opportunity to pick the ones I liked the best and get them in a form that I felt proud about. Once that was finished, I went into my social media planning tool called Planable, and I basically set those up So they would go out one a day to all of my social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, for 30 days straight. That gives me the opportunity to use those 30 graphics over and over and over again every single month and make sure that I'm feeding my social media. So, follow one course until successful. Create the background. Find your favorite tips. Get those quotes in something like Evernote. Copy and paste them. Save them. Organize them. And get them out on the internet. Now, because we're in lockdown or social distancing quarantine, I was supposed to do a live LinkedIn bootcamp on Friday, but unfortunately, the place I was going to give it was closed, and of course, nobody would have shown up. So I changed it to an online version. Now, granted, I didn't have the crowd that I expected, but you know what? It gave me an opportunity to create the content that I needed, to go through the presentations, and it's 4 hours worth of presentations to do these boot camps and update that content. So then I recorded it, and I edited it, and I put it back up on the web. Now, I already had that done, but included with this is a series of checklists. Do you have some checklists that maybe you could make that you could create to hand to your customers as you're maybe bringing them on board or maybe egg them on to do business with you? So I updated those checklists, I put them into a package, and then I added them as a freemium or a giveaway to the website to attract more people. The website that I put them on is liforsales.com, and that's where I have my LinkedIn tips, which became the third leg of this stool that finally got stable. I had a bunch of videos that I had never edited down and put up on Vimeo. So I went through and finished all of those, edited them, put them up on Vimeo, and also added them to Plannable to start to give away LinkedIn tips once a week to drive people back to that website, where they could be made aware of the fact that I do these LinkedIn boot camps. Included on that website are all of those tips videos, which I do sell as a package, but I could take one of them each week and give them away. When I was done, I had 75 videos. I had 8 checklists, and I had 32 newly created baconism quotes that I could now use as awareness graphics on social media to drive people back to that website. So when it's all said and done, and I look at all of the work that I did, I took one of those at a time, and I focused. I followed one course until successful. Then I took them all and combine them into a system to help me build my business. It did a couple of things. Number one, it broke up the boredom. No more Department of Redundancy department. Number two, it gave me assets that I could use to grow my business. And number three, it kept me busy. It got my juices flowing and made me feel like I accomplished something other than just doing the same thing over and over and over. So my question to you is, what projects do you have that you can do to promote your business that sit unfinished, waiting for that time for you to be able to get focused enough to get them done? So today's episode is brought to you by the letter D for done. So I encourage you to check it all out. Number one, connect with me on LinkedIn. Look for Brian Basilico. Number two, go to liforsales.com and download those checklists and keep an eye out for those training videos. Think about ones that you could do to promote your business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.